right, heading into the 4 o'clock hour, away we go. Chris Ello and Scraby here in the Bill House Studios. We know how. All guests joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And Amy Lupo, president, NASCAR, San Diego, and giving us the news, confirming it. It's done. The NASCAR race is coming back. Actually, races. There's a whole weekend worth of stuff. And they'll be coming back next year. This year, the weekend of July 21, 2, 3, something like, or June 21, 2, 3. Next year, July 30th through August 1st.
I like that they moved it back.
She moved it back a little bit.
She said, All-Star break is out of the way. You got Comic-Con
out of the way. Well, they had it on my birthday
weekend
last year. You can't be trying to compete with that.
That is true. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people were out of town celebrating.
Yes, they were.
So
it was unfortunate.
Yes. But anyway, NASCAR race back for another year. That is great stuff. Padres have the Pirates again tonight, game two. Game one just ended a little while ago. One of the longest games in baseball this entire year, 4 hours and 10 minutes.
I got to admit, I fell asleep.
Oh, you did, huh?
Did you
wake up after it was over, or did you wake up and it was still going and you didn't know what was happening?
No, I woke. Okay, so I
was
trying.
Did you ever have that? You know,
yes,
that,
of course.
Yeah, we all do, right? You get up and you don't even know where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, what?
So it was like, what, 10:30 or something? And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go lay in bed and watch the rest of this game.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the bottom half of the 12th. And I fell asleep, and then I woke up to Mary Lou's breaking down the loss. So that was great.
Nah, Mary Lou's did not have good news for you.
Yeah,
Mary Lou's with bad news, as it were. Yeah, that's a game you feel you should win in the sense of Mordejón gets a scoreless 10th, and he gets a scoreless 11th. So you had two chances to score with a runner at second base. And in both cases, you popped up the bunt.
It's so frustrating when you
can't
cannot
do
get
that
runner on second home.
You know, but if you can't bunt, you can't win.
That was brutal.
And, you know, you and I have been through it. Everybody listens. They go, Chris, you're an old man. Stop it. Stop complaining. Stop telling these guys they need to hustle. Fernando doesn't need to hustle. He's the best player in baseball.
I agree.
Okay. Manny doesn't need to hustle. He's Manny. Okay. These guys don't need to know how to bunt. Bunting isn't in the game anymore. Okay. But
now,
I guess you wish they could have bunted last night.
I will say this. I'm not sure about trusting Dustin Harris to bunt. But Jake Cronenworth has put down plenty of bunts in his career. He had a really bad bunt last night.
Oh, there's no question. Jake almost won the game single-handedly.
He did.
He tied it in the eighth with the hit. He had two unbelievable defensive plays to keep the game going. But as I said earlier, when he laid his head on the pillow last night, first thing I guarantee you he thought of was, how did I pop up that bunt?
I agree with you on that.
I don't know anything about Dustin Harris's bunting. It's his first game with the Padres. But I'm sorry. If you're up in that situation, runner second, nobody out, you have to bunt. And you just have to get it down on the ground. You're a major league player.
I don't disagree with you.
Do it. Learn it. But it didn't happen. Not only on Dustin Harris, it was a double play. Because you had, well, that's not Camposano's fault necessarily. I know it looks bad, but he has to get a good jump there to try to make sure he makes third once the bunt's down on the ground.
Yeah.
And so once he commits, now he's a dead duck when it's popped up in the air like that. So.
Yeah, it's over for him. They also said that, like you said, that he's not the fleetest of foot.
Right,
so
he has to
get
a head start. Now, when Jake's bunt was caught, it went popped way up in the air. That easily gave Fernando a chance to get back. But
I immediately looked at Fernando. I was like, you better be standing there still.
Well, and he stole third, too. But couldn't get him in.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, that was a good time. He did it with one out. That's the time to do it.
But we've talked about this. What is the point of stealing third when a single scores a run?
Because if you steal it with one out, now all Ty France needed was a fly ball to anybody.
You're right.
But he walked. So now it was up to Jackson to get a fly ball.
We all know what happened
there.
One.
He did not get one.
It's
a frustrating loss. Funny, in a sense, nothing's funny, but the Padres now, the last three games they've lost have all felt like they should have won.
Yes.
The two in New York.
Yes.
And this one.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Tonight, Paul Skeens, who has never pitched here before. It's his first time. He was getting acclimated earlier to Petco Park, as we saw on the MLB Network. He was walking around the outfield grass barefoot.
Which apparently is this thing that everybody does, because I've seen like three guys doing that today.
All right.
It might be nice to do that.
Seems like a nice way to spend a little time. Michael King will pitch for the Padres tonight. In the meantime, let's give away some fabulous prizes in today's Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, if you beat Chris today, you will qualify to win VIP tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd at Del Mar Arena on September 24th. Surfers Point Live Coastal Concert Series presents Lynyrd Skynyrd live at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Enjoy ocean breezes, sunset views, and great food and drink just off the I-5. Tickets at cbfproductions.com.
We discovered yesterday that is Chris...
I forgot what we said.
Bruno, Fred?
No, I don't think
totally
it was
different
that,
yesterday.
It was totally different.
Yeah.
The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today. All right, let's go to our first contestant today. Let's see. Travis. Hello, Travis.
Hello.
Travis. Hello, Travis.
Travis.
All right, we're going to go somewhere
else.
Running
out of time.
Let's go to David. Hello, David.
Hi, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on,
you ready
sir?
To play, sir?
Yeah, sure am. How about that 49ers owner there, Scravy?
Attaboy, David. Hey, wait a minute. David wins. That's all
yeah,
we ever.
Oh, yeah,
give him the prize. Anybody makes fun of Scravy wins the prize immediately.
You know what? People think that's going to hurt me, and although it is very embarrassing that I'm cheering for a team that had an owner do that.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
You're rooting
for your team. And it's, yeah, that's,
it's not,
that's
but
their
it's
fault.
It's a fair point, because I would definitely take the shot at a Seahawks owner if I could.
Well, let's just be straight with Jed York. He's upset that Kyle Shanahan was stealing all the headlines.
He wanted
to get in there.
Is that what Jed
That's
wanted?
That's right. The 49ers, like we said earlier, if you missed it, David, the 49ers are either one more mistake away already are a Jimmy Kimmel punchline in late night TV. So.
Yes, they are.
All right.
I'm going to ask the hardest question.
Yeah, right,
possible.
David. You didn't help yourself there. What the Dalai Lama's golf handicap is.
Yeah, the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama's golf handicap.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
He's a nine. Yes.
He's a nine? Wow.
I doubt it.
Good for him.
That'd be good.
All right. This was I guess this is easy. Which legendary New York Yankees shortstop, famously nicknamed the Captain, wore number 2 into his Hall of Fame induction?
The Captain?
Jeter.
Jeter is correct.
Yeah.
That was pretty easy.
That was easy.
All right, let's go to question.
That was number 1. You know, that's how that goes.
Here is a tough one, I think. Oops, I stopped it. Hold on. Over the weekend, two NFL teams were shut out. Name one of the two teams.
Shut out in preseason football?
Preseason football.
Hoy.
Hoy.
Who's going to know this?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't pay attention to preseason that much, but maybe the Raiders?
The Raiders. The Raiders got on the board this weekend.
Well, they did. Well, Fernando Mendoza didn't.
This is bad luck for David.
How would you know this?
Well, because I saw the Dolphins and they were so bad, but at least they kicked a field goal, the Dolphins did, and so I took a look to see if anybody did worse. And I'm pretty sure the Rams beat the Saints 34-0. So I'm going to say Saints.
I'm sorry, David. That is correct. Thank you
sorry,
for playing.
Sorry, David. I just happened to look at it because I don't normally look at something like that. Who was the other team?
Steelers.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All Sorry right. about that, David. Yeah, Bad luck. But you know what? That's what you get for making fun of my friend Scraby.
Yeah. Okay.
I always stick up for Scraby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Not too much. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Here we go. All right. In September of 2023, what team did the Dolphins beat 70-20?
Ruining the Dolphins forever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I go to the bad team.
He doesn't remember that team.
Let's
game.
Say the Titans.
The Titans. I feel like this is kind of a cheating question because you
well, you know,
I'm know it.
But yeah, you know, they still, that was a fair question. I mean, I think most people did. It was the Broncos.
It was the Broncos.
The sad thing with that
sorry,
game.
Kyle.
Sorry,
call
Kyle.
Again. We're going to give you a better question.
The sad thing, I haven't done this, but if you looked at the Dolphins record since that game and the Broncos record since that game,
it's completely different.
Pretty flip-flop. The Broncos almost were in the Super Bowl last year. The Dolphins are as bad as they are. So
that is true.
It's kind of the game was a bit of a turning point in a lot of ways.
It was so nice to see Sean Payton at least struggle for one day.
But for one day, also, Mike McDaniel was the smartest guy ever. Like, his offense was never going to be stopped again.
Scoring 70 points is something cool. That does not happen often.
That's true. It only happened 3 or 4 times, I think, in NFL history.
All right, we're going to Jeremy next. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I just realized it's probably not a good time for me to call in because I've been paying attention to NFL at all.
Yeah, oh, that's okay. Not every question's an NFL question.
Scrape could go anywhere.
Yeah, here we go, Jeremy. Question number,
all right.
Question number one. And Chris could miss them. All right, this should be pretty easy. Which MLB franchise holds the record for most World Series championships?
I believe that would be the New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees is correct. I think it's 27.
27 is right, Scrape. As my friend Herman Gassaway, a great Yankee fan. You know her.
I do know her.
My friend Herman Gassaway, a great Yankee fan, used to often say, that 28th one is always the hardest one to win.
Because he's still waiting for
he's
it.
He's trying to get it, but he's a big Yankee fan, Herm.
I miss Herm.
I do, too. I like Herm.
Herm always had good, like, what are those called? Quips?
Quid quips? Yeah, he's a good quip guy.
He was a good quip guy.
I miss Herm, but I'm sure he's around somewhere. He's just not in he's not in our galaxy at the moment.
All right, here we go. Question number two. In October of 2012, Drew Brees broke Johnny Unitas' NFL record by throwing a touchdown pass in his 48th consecutive game. Which team did he achieve this against?
Who did the record?
Drew Brees broke Johnny Unitas' record. Which AFC team did he do this against?
Jeez. I remember when he did that, but I don't remember who. Since you're saying Johnny Unitas is his record to be interesting if it's against the Jets.
You said the Jets.
No, I'll go Jets.
Stay there. Stay there.
All right, so I'm a little confused. Breeze broke
Johnny
the record
Unitas
of Johnny
record
U.
For touchdown passes in consecutive games.
Oh, that's right. Okay, and Johnny U had gone 48 games in a row, and Breeze broke it against what team?
Yes, correct. That's the question.
I'm going to say, just for fun, the Chargers. Because Breeze was probably not with the Chargers then. He was with the Saints.
That is stupid.
Did I get lucky there? Sorry about that, Jeremy. Why is that stupid, man?
Because I just didn't think you were going to get it.
That's a call of the fans, because I'm smart.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Breeze, actually, here's a fun note about this. He actually had to ask the NFL for special permission to get Sean Payton in the stadium, because Sean Payton was banned from the NFL at the time.
At the time?
Yes. All right. We move on.
Wow.
To our next contestant.
I just totally guessed in there, but it made sense to me, so I thought I'd take a shot.
Let's go Austin. Are you there, Austin?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Austin. How are you? Yeah.
You ready to play, Austin?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Chris is going to hate this question.
Another classic.
You got to finish this song lyric. Buy me some peanuts and...
Wait, you have to
Cracker
say...
Jack.
Okay.
What did you say?
Cracker Jacks.
Cracker no, Jack? It's not Cracker Jacks. There's no such thing as... You said it right.
Cracker
Austin
Jack.
Austin said it
no,
right.
Oh, yeah, Austin said it right.
Austin said Cracker Jack.
Yes, that's it.
You said Jack's. There is no such item.
Okay, it doesn't matter because Austin went. Or
you got it right.
All right. I like those little...
I don't know why all of a sudden that really mattered to me. I was like, you got to get it right.
That was so weird. Out of all the things to get mad at me
about.
Yeah,
this was really important. Yeah, I needed it. That had to be right.
All right, this is a serious question, but a very big moment in sports. What Buffalo Bills player suffered cardiac arrest during a game in Cincinnati?
Oh, boy.
Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin is correct.
Yeah.
That was scary.
You know that I watched that game on my usual way that I watch games, Scrabe?
Yeah, DVR'd.
DVR'd, and so after the play, that particular play, right, they had the stoppage, and, the trainers run out, and they go to commercial, and so, you're like, usually when they come back, the guy's up, and he's back at the bench, and the game goes on. So I'm fast-forward searching. And when I came back, I'm like, okay, it looks like a little
longer.
He's
still down.
Yeah, so I kept fast forward
searching. So you had no idea what the reason was?
No.
Did you see the guys crying on the field?
Well, I was going fast enough to where I just knew it was taking longer, but I didn't really get it, And after about like 10 minutes of fast forwarding, I was like, wait a minute, something happened
serious
here.
Yeah.
And I went all the way back, and then and obviously, found out. It was frightening.
It was very frightening. Remember Skip Bayless was mad that they canceled the rest of the game?
Skip have a bet on the game or something?
Yeah, probably. All right, we are with Austin. Austin, here is question number 3. You get this right or Chris gets it wrong, and you are qualified. This is a very serious matchup when they do play, but what do they call the matchup between the Cowboys and the Texans? Like the Padres and the Mariners have the Vetter Cup, what do they call that? The Cowboys and Texans.
Governor's Cup.
The Governor's Cup is correct! How did you know that?
I just thought I was going to say, like, the Battle for Texas.
No, the Governor's Cup is correct. All right, Austin, you are the winner. Stay right there. I'm going to get your information in the break. But, yes, every time they play, it's called the Governor's Cup.
Well, by golly.
By golly, the Governor's Cup.
Governor's Cup.
I don't know how often.
Who owns the Governor's Cup right now?
I think they just play in preseason because it even
is up for grabs. Oh, they counted in the preseason?
Yeah, because they don't play often during the season. But...
Well, that was interesting. Scrappy, the Governor's Cup, huh?
Someone said the Lone Star Losers. I co-sign on that.
Yeah. I'll say one thing. When I think of Dallas and Houston, I don't think of football teams. I don't think even of baseball teams. I think only of heat and humidity. The two worst cities in the world for that. I don't know how anyone lives in either place.
My aunt and uncle live in Houston, and I went to visit them one time, and it may have been the hottest place I've ever been in my life.
I mean, we played a little golf today, Scrape. It was 90+.
I was thinking about
but
you.
We were, it was hot, and it was tough, but I was just thinking it's not Dallas, so I can make it.
It's not, but this is hot for us.
It is. Right. I got bad news for those of you, by the way, who think it's too hot.
Gonna get worse. Oh,
I'm not in charge of this. Don't shoot the messenger. But it was some weather expert on CBS this morning. Here was his quote: "Enjoy this summer. It might be the coldest one you ever get the rest of your life."
That guy should be fired for fear mongering. He should be fired for that. That is a ridiculous statement.
You think he's causing panic with that statement?
Not that I disagree that there's something changing about the environment, but to say that is crazy.
What? That it's just going to get hotter from here?
I don't even care if he's right. You
just don't want to hear it?
I don't want to hear it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it because I can't take the heat.
Get out of the kitchen! More Gwen and Chris ahead.
Opening week on 97.3 The Fan is presented by hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins. Just step in and go. From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's...
Hi, Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello here. Scraby there. Tony and... probably in a clubhouse somewhere. Getting some info. Chit-chatting. Getting ready for the broadcast. I know that. He and Don Orsillo on TV tonight. Jesse Agler right here on the radio with Scanlon. Don't forget, tomorrow, Scraby and I will be broadcasting the show from Circa.
Yeah.
Resort Hotel in Vegas. every once, like in a total blue moon, like, in fact, I almost want to check. Does everybody, that's a saying, by the way, and I looked it up to see how rare a blue moon really is.
Does it ever happen?
Yeah, a blue moon, do you know what it even is? Because, see, people, you
I'm
say it, you don't even
think of it.
Some
sort of eclipse or something?
A blue moon is when there's a second full moon in the same month.
Oh.
So if there's a full moon on, like, April 2nd, yeah. and then there's another one on April 30th, because usually full moons are 4 weeks
yep,
apart.
Yep, yep.
Then the
days?
Second one is called the blue moon.
Interesting.
So there's a blue moon like twice a year.
Okay.
So to be able to say that you and I, once in a blue moon, get treated like kings would be about fair, because you and I are usually bottom of the barrel. But tomorrow and Thursday, you and I live the high life because we get to go to Circa in Vegas. We're flying out tomorrow morning. They're going to whisk us over there.
They're even going to come pick us up at the airport in a limo.
They did last time, and I remember I was totally, didn't need anything to drink, but I had a soda anyway in the limo just to say I had one.
I'm jealous that I never got to take advantage of this as a drinker.
No kidding. Yeah, they got a full stock thing there, even at 10 a.m.
They're like... You guys didn't touch the alcohol.
I know.
I know. Both of us are losers, okay?
Yeah, we're terrible. Next time, bring us some snacks.
Yes.
We like snacks.
May I get some popcorn, please?
Yes. We won't drink, but we will eat snacks. So anyway, we'll be broadcasting the show tomorrow. We're on after the Padre-Pirate game. It's a day game. I'm sure you'll be expecting notes on a scorecard.
I was expecting it.
It might be a little tougher, but I'll try to put one together tomorrow.
Put a mini notes on a scorecard.
Yeah, right.
Together.
We'll be on the road. And then we're going to do our full show there from Circa on Thursday, 2 to 6. That will be a fun one because we'll be there for 4 hours. Tony will be live with us from his room in Tampa Bay. Tampa, I guess.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is not actually a city.
It's true.
And then we're going to do one more show there on Friday. Before the Padres-Tampa Bay game.
Yes.
Before we come back. So we're going to have the next 3 days, Scraby and I, living the high life, join us from Las Vegas. We're excited by that.
I'm going to go and walk. I've never really walked down the strip before.
I don't know if you can walk from where we are. I'll be honest with you. That's a long walk. We're downtown.
I know.
The strip is way over there.
Right. I might take a taxi or something.
You might have to take something, a cab or something. But it is. I would do it. I would go early in the morning. It's going to be hotter than crazy.
Yeah, I already looked. It's
yeah,
like
it could be like 118 or
but
something.
But it's not this humidity. The humidity, I know it's not that bad. It is killing me.
Yeah,
I sweat so much.
No, I think it's fun to walk the strip, but I don't know if you can get up this early, but I would do it like at 5 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Like as it's coming alive and there's nobody around. And
you know, what are you talking about? It's still alive from the night before.
It's a little quieter than you might think.
I know.
But that's what I would do because it would be too hot.
Yeah, that is going to be hot.
Anyway, we'll be there. We'll have fun, and hopefully you'll join us. Padre lineup is out. You want to do it, or do you want to go to Matt Snyder's soapbox?
No, we'll do that later.
Here it is, Fernando in right, Jake at second, Manny at third, France at first, Merrill in center. I was surprised last night. This guy got a night off, not tonight. Renjifo DHing, Campusano catching, Xander down to the eight spot, shortstop. And Dustin Harris earns another start in left field. I'd be honest with you. I give Dustin Harris a few games, but hitting 1039 OPS at El Paso, you still need to show me something up
here.
He
doubled last night.
He did.
What, okay. What does that mean?
Because it was...
He doubled.
He was beat on the pitch, and he kind of just reached out and was lucky Reynolds wasn't where he was. I know. I'm mad at
him. I knew you were
going
to have that reaction, so that's why I said
it. Wasn't a great, like, slam the double. But, yeah, look, give him a couple games. The reason I'm bringing this up is because he's in the lineup tonight, and Sheets is not. So if you're... Now, Sheets has been struggling. Don't get me wrong.
I think his foot is really,
really
bad.
And that might
bad.
Be the thing.
His
yeah.
plantar fasciitis.
That might be. Because yesterday Harris was in instead of Renjifo. So I'm just pointing it out. If he's going to be in instead of those guys, then, you know, he needs to contribute. Sorry, but we're in a pennant race. We can't wait around. Michael King starts against Paul Skeens. Skeens still has 171 Ks.
I mean, it's not like Skeens is a garbage pitcher.
Yeah, he's been pretty garbage.
He has, but...
Like the last, what is it, 19 starts? He has a 5.40 ERA?
Chris, what do we know about these situations with the Padres? It does not matter how bad he's been.
Well, I think it matters.
All right.
He hasn't been the same Paul Skeens where he's just come up there and he's not even throwing hard.
That is another thing.
That has to be a concern if you're the Pirates more than anything else.
They swear he's not hurt, and I guess I believe it because they keep throwing him out there, but it seems like it's not helping.
Why would he be throwing like 4 or 5 miles an hour slower? Like, I'm not sure, but that just seems like I've red flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So
maybe you know, just
I hope
up
he's
one
not
day.
Hurt because Paul Skeens, other than tonight, but Paul Skeens is good for baseball. Jacob Mizorowski is good for baseball. But, you know, how much longer can these guys keep doing what they're doing?
It's looking. Yeah, I don't know what's up with Paul Skeens. For the sake of baseball, I do hope that he finds his way back.
Yeah, starting next start.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
who's returning to the Dodgers tonight, by the way? It's about that time
of
year.
Oh, is it Glasnow?
Oh, yeah. Glasnow's back.
Oh my gosh, I can't even waste any time on that.
Blake Snell has started 3 games. He's barely given up a single hit. He was so on his deathbed all summer long, he couldn't possibly pitch.
It bothered me too.
And now all of a sudden Blake Snell is Cy Young again.
Again.
Drives us crazy. Still on the show, the Big Five. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have whatever news there is from the ballpark to pass along to you. Get you ready for tonight's game. And Rob Manfred has spoken about the potential upcoming baseball lockout. And guess what, everybody?
Order. This is Manfred.
Order!
He's calling order.
Oh, that's him.
Order!
All right, that's Rob Manfred. No, he doesn't say
that. That was good.
Order!
He says order.
Corey, but, order.
Yeah, Corey, be sit down. but at 5 o'clock, we'll tell you why Rob Manfred says... We have nothing to worry about.
Nothing
to see here.
Nothing at all.
Don't concern yourself with a possible lockout.
Nothing at all to
all
see
the
here.
Good news at 5 o'clock, but Scraby's Big Five next. All right, still lots to get done here. Scraby's Big Five. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. All guests, SDCCU Fan Hotline. Not Big Bank Banking, it's better. Earlier, we had Amy Lupo from NASCAR San Diego, confirm and tell all of us that NASCAR is coming back next July to the Naval Base Coronado. Really exciting news. I cannot hear that without picturing Rashi Rice leaving a trail of wanting reporters in his wake as he sped away from jail.
I don't even know if I can call those guys reporters.
Well, yeah, you're right. But, Rashi. But Rashi said he learned lessons. He's going to be great. He's figured it all out.
And for his case, I really hope he does.
And Andy Reid is all behind it 100%. Of course he is. Are people, we got to get to your Big Five, but are people sleeping on the Chiefs?
Probably.
Because we're hearing Denver, obviously, and the Chargers are the big ticket in the West. They're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes unless he gets hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
But chances are he's not going to get hurt. So what changes? Like, why are the Chiefs not great? Whenever Patrick Mahomes is there, they win. So
maybe because they don't have a strong.
Because Kelsey's not the same.
Kelsey's not the same. Rice is not the same.
I don't know. They got a good running back now. They got the guy from Seattle.
I forget his name.
Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker. Yes.
Well, we'll see. I mean, defense matters too. But
it does.
If you got Patrick Mahomes, to me, you got a shot. I mean, I hate to admit it because I love it when the Chiefs were 6-11 like last year. All right, let's do the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We're broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios, where we know how. And, you know, we're going to start with something that it enters my mind every year around this time, and it's the Little League World Series. And I feel like over time, the Little League World Series has done what every single thing in sports has done, which has become completely commercialized.
Yeah.
So and all for money.
It's corporate.
It's corporatized.
Yeah.
And so I've been talking to people, and I asked them if they watched the Little League World Series, and some say they're really into it, some say they do not care, but I guess what I'm going to ask you, Chris, is has Little League become too much for you? The Little League World Series.
Yeah, you're asking me because I walk in here every day and it's on, and I'm like, ugh.
I don't feel different from you, though.
Well, it's just lost a lot of its...
It's lost its meaning.
Charm.
It's lost its meaning.
I don't know how much it has, but I assume it has. I want to love these kids from Sweetwater that went to the World Series this year. I want to love the kids that went from Bonita Vista before and East Lake before that. And, you know, all of these other teams. We've had a lot of them from San Diego that have gone.
Yeah.
I just wonder... Yeah, how many of those kids really grew up in that neighborhood and just happened to play for that Little League?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because that's how Little League used to be. Now, yeah, guys are transferring in, and they've got corporate travel ball.
Yeah.
Kids are 11 years old.
Yeah.
You know, they're away from home all summer. I mean, where does it end? So that worries me. Saw a good story the other day. They interviewed an NBA guy who... A former NBA guy whose son played seventh grade, which is junior high or whatever that is. And then instead of putting him in eighth grade, they keep him back in seventh grade on purpose.
It's crazy.
So that they can be bigger when they're in eighth grade and get a better deal in high school.
That's crazy.
And get a better, you know, better spot on a high school team with the idea of eventually getting to college and making big NIL money. And that may work for one kid, but it's not going to work for 800 other parents who think it's going to work for them. It's just the charm is going away fast if it hasn't left already. So
Andy says,
I hate to blame the Little League kids because I don't think they know what's happening.
It's not about them.
Right. It's about everybody else who's running the show.
Yeah, it's not about the kids at all. Yeah. I want to make that sure or clear that we're not talking about the kids.
Yeah.
Andy says, Little League World Series is fantastic. Watch the games. You'll see. I'm not saying that people can't like this. It's just not for me. I watch these games and I don't care.
Andy, you're not wrong. The games themselves are pretty fun, but it's hard to watch because I know that the kids that are there are like one step of now short of being paid to be there, practically. You know, I mean...
There's also betting going on with these things. And, you know, we were talking about people who wanted the pitching
again,
rules to go out the window.
It was
because bettors lost their bet.
It's not the kids' fault.
The parents
have too much. The coaches. How many coaches are really out there teaching these kids to play baseball?
I'm not going to take that away from them.
Okay.
Right. There are certain coaches, though, that will cheat. Like the.
There has to be a Lane Kiffin in the College World Series.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Little League World Series somewhere. You know what I mean?
Was it Tulsa that got kicked out?
Right. They got kicked out because they had all illegal players.
Well, and they were messing with the Challenger League, which is so disgusting in its own right.
I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that you can all tell me out there that Little League Baseball is just 100% innocent and fun like it used to be, but. Right. You're going to have trouble convincing me.
We're going to move on. Number four. We talk about ticket prices all the time, and this one comes from tennis. Fans and executives alike are questioning soaring U.S. Open ticket prices for opening day on Monday, August 31st. Mm. A grounds pass, face value of $65, now exceeds $360,
whoa,
which doesn't even get you into a match.
That just gets you walking around?
Yeah, you get in there just to walk around. Upper deck Arthur Ashe Stadium seats cost $326, while Promenade Row Z... very fancy, reaches $454. It goes all the way to courtside seats, $2,100.
So they're pricing out the average person?
Yes. Now, here is the question, because we talked about this with the World Cup. I'm up first. Do we complain too much about ticket prices? And apparently we do. I will complain till the day I die that you should not be paying $2,100 for a seat to a tennis match that doesn't mean anything. It's not the championship. we do complain about this all the time, but people keep paying it. Everything seems to go on. The World Cup, we're really worried about ticket prices. Didn't really hear about that after it started. So I guess we do complain too much about ticket prices. Chris?
The World Cup, I thought, was a fair complaint in what I was hearing and reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seemed like nobody'd be able to go to that thing.
Yeah, like $3,000 or $4,000 a ticket.
Right. And every match was a complete, utter sellout. And then I remember running into a couple of young ladies who were sitting next to us, Lori and I, when we were in Dallas. And they had their Argentina unis on or whatever. So I asked them, I said, are you going to the match? I said, yeah. I go, do you mind? Did you, you know, pay for tickets? And they said it was like $2,000. You know what I mean? I was like, really? You paid? And they were like, yeah, we wanted to go. So, but I don't, I mean, in one side, it's capitalistic world. I mean, if you charge this much money and everybody pays it, then there's nothing wrong with that. But I would love to be able to see some kid from the neighborhood in Jamaica, Queens, where John McEnroe grew up, you know, from down the block and go over for $10 and get in and see a tennis match. And I don't know that they can.
Eric says something on the chat that I've been saying for years. He says, no, there needs to be something done about prices. And the only thing that will do it is for everyone to not pay the price.
Yes.
I'm with you, Eric.
Eric, you're right there.
I've been screaming that from the rooftops, but it's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. And never we've said the happen. Same thing, Eric. Well, you're absolutely wrong. You're not wrong, Eric. If we stop paying it, we stop watching the NFL, they'll stop charging us extra for games.
And even then, some other person will ruin it for us and start paying.
The old Chief Dolphin game. I go back to it often. We had our chance. We could have boycotted, but we did not.
PGA Tour CEO Brian Rolapp stated today there are no plans to offer LIV golf players a fast track back to the tour, including reopening the, quote, returning members program that was used by Brooks Koepka in January. Koepka gained immediate entry to regular events but was barred from signature events. He lost equity eligibility and made a $5 million charity donation. Rolapp emphasized that the tour will prioritize rules, discipline, and integrity when evaluating future player inquiries. Whoa. That's a tough word.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Chris, is this the right way to do it?
So what happened here? Koepka's what?
So Koepka got back in. Basically, they just made up something.
Right, they let him back in the PGA.
And now that LIV is probably done,
yeah,
all these players are going to start asking to come back.
Right.
And this CEO saying, hey, hold on. We're not just going to accept you back with open
CEO
arms.
CEO PGA?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they gotta make him jump through a few hoops. I don't know what the hoops are, but I think you gotta. I mean, a hoop or two. You have to protect the people who stayed, don't you?
He did say
at least
that's
a little
part of
bit.
It. That's part of it.
Yeah.
If you did not go and jump to LIV,
yeah,
then you will get some sort of benefit from
right.
us.
Right, that needs to happen. I don't disagree with that. But remind me in the 5 o'clock hour to tell you who my new all-time professional golfer is, Scraby, and why he is. Just remind me, I have a big moment and a thing to share with you in the 5 o'clock hour. But I have a new favorite golfer. I love this guy. And anyway, I need to share.
Okay.
I'm bubbling over.
For me, this is not the right way to do it. You
what?
Can't act like a stuffy sports league and then ask people not to think of you as a stuffy sports league. This is very golf to me. We can't accept you back. I have no problem having them jump through a few hoops. But to just, like, completely turn your back on these players is stupid.
You it don't want to turn your back on them.
No, I don't want to turn...
No, I don't either.
Jump
but you
through get, hoops, yes.
I think a hoop or two is necessary.
I
you
agree.
You have to protect the people who stayed somehow.
Agree. But
in
just
fact,
to say that we're not going to accept people back is crazy.
Everybody who went to LIV has to give everyone on the PGA Tour $10,000. Each guy.
And then fans, too.
And the fans and the people on the radio who talk about them.
Yeah. I mean, $5 million, that charity donation from Brooks Koepka, that's not a small amount of money to be donating to charity. $5 million. All right.
Number two.
I can't show the video. We don't have enough time. But China's Tiangong Ultra humanoid robot, if you haven't seen
this. Oh, you got to show the video.
I can't get it.
You can't get it going?
Not in time.
Oh,
it takes,
man,
it
people
takes too long.
Want to see it.
Well, you can Google about
you have to,
this.
Yeah, Google this. It's funny.
China robot runs the 100 meters.
Yeah.
But it ran it faster than what Usain Bolt ran it in. This robot ran it in 8.86 seconds.
Right, so the new world record in the 100 meters is held by a robot,
yes,
not Usain Bolt anymore.
Yes. And the best part about this is that they don't have any way of slowing down.
It is funny.
They just run right into a
That's why you
want to
watch the video, because the robot just speeds across the line and then just smashes
into
a wall.
And their legs are still moving, and
right,
so it just keeps them going. It's so good.
And in the video, don't they have one robot that is supposed to be Usain Bolt?
Yes.
And then that's the speed that Usain Bolt ran.
Yeah.
And then this other robot just blows past it.
All right, so
where's the question?
Yeah, my question is, I'm up first, I'll be quick. How long until we are betting on robot races? if they're allowing a bet tomorrow, it will happen, Chris.
Yeah, we bet on anything. I just wonder, you know, are we going to really want to see the Olympics anymore? Are we just going to want to see robots run these things?
If they run into that wall,
that was fun,
and I get to watch it, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. Scraby, you and I live at the right time. If we were like 4 years old, they would replace us by the time we're adults with robots. We just wouldn't even need to exist anymore. Like, I think we're old enough now where we'll make it.
Yeah, okay.
But the kids that are like 2 or 3 years old, forget your futures. You're all going to be replaced by robots.
That makes me
scared
for my nephew and
yeah,
niece.
I got bad news for your nephews. Sorry.
But we will be betting on
this.
The
robot thing is coming. It's here. It's passing us.
Here is something to finish out the hour. KFC is releasing a new Oreo chicken burger. It's going to feature Oreo-style buns, mashed potatoes covered in crushed Oreo pieces, a fried chicken filet, and it launches in China in 3 days. Taking a trip, Chris?
No. I used to be kind of a fan of goofy food, and I like eating as much as anybody. But
I don't know. The mashed potatoes I'm looking at covered in crushed Oreo pieces does look really gross.
I mean, I know that we just had the Del Mar Fair, and they always have, like, you know, deep-fried butter and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm past that stuff. So that's me being an old man.
All right.
I have no interest in that stuff anymore. Sorry.
More next, 97.3 The Fan.